Hello, hello, my beautiful friends. My name is Laura, and today's topic I'm going to be talking about a very popular television show called The Masked Singer. If you don't know what that is, it's basically a television show where celebrities hide under a mask and compete by singing, and eventually the weakest performer is eliminated and revealed. So for today's podcast, I'm going to be talking about each competitor's strengths and weaknesses, and in the end, I'm going to predict which two competitors will be leaving the competition. Last week, spoiler alert, LaToya Jackson was revealed as the alien, and it was a very exciting time, but now we gotta move on to the semi-finals. And the semi-final competitors are the lion, the peacock, the rabbit, and the monster. So, without further ado, let's get started! So let's first start off with the lion, since she's the only female competitor left. She is able to carry herself with confidence whenever she's in the lion costume, and it is just amazing. She has a very strong, talented voice, and you know that she is a professional singer. You can tell because she's able to do riffs, she can do runs, she's has the ability to project her voice and when to soften it whenever she wants. An example would be when she sang California Dreaming by Sia, and that was just one of my favorite performances from The Lion. Her weaknesses, I didn't exactly see her moving around the stage, I didn't really exactly see her dancing. She was more focused on singing, which I think that's her best strategy. Let's move on to the peacock. And this guy, he's born to be an entertainer. This guy's voice, he sounds a little bit on the older side, but it sounds mature, but that's not stopping him. His weaknesses is that even though he moves around the stage and engages with the audience, he doesn't dance, and I think maybe it's because of the costume, because it is pretty big, and it seems like a lot of his movements are constricted. Moving on to the rabbit's strength, I'm pretty biased. This guy is my favorite competitor. One, because rabbits are my favorite animals, and two, he has something about him that makes me just be like, oh my god, you'll see why. The guy has a very beautiful voice, very excellent dancer, and he actually hinted that he was or is in a boy band, which is very exciting. I guess his only weaknesses is that because he constantly changes the style of his singing, which is technically a strength, but I had to put something on the weakness. It just makes, you know, the panel and the everyone else watching really, really confused, and it's making me confused because I need to figure out who it is. And the last competitor is the monster. This monster's strength is that he has a very beautiful voice, very, very strong, and his presentation is powerful. He is able to move you just by standing there and singing, and that's one of the best things. Although his presentation is powerful, in my opinion, he wasn't memorable, and that's one of his weaknesses. Because out of all the performances compared to different competitors, I don't exactly remember the monster's, you know, performances, and that's a huge problem for me personally, and I feel like that will eventually be his downfall. So now I talked about everybody's strengths and weaknesses, you know, I'm going to predict now the two people that will be getting eliminated in the next episode, which this is very, very hard because they're all my favorite. And drumroll, I believe that Monster and Lion will be eliminated. And let me explain why. Please give me a chance. Oh wait, this is a podcast and I can't hear you, so ha ha ha. The reason why I picked Monster and Lion is because, you know, even though they're such wonderful singers, the Monster and Lion, they only relied on their voices. They didn't, you know, exactly engage with the audience, and their performances weren't as strong as the Rabbit and Peacocks, and I believe that if they had to improve on their performances, it would definitely be, you know, moving around stage and, you know, engaging with the audience more. And, you know, those are my predictions, and let's see if I'm right. If you want to watch The Masked Singer, go to the Fox website and type in The Masked Singer in the search bar, and all the shows are free, and I highly recommend the show. Thank you so much for listening, and have a great morning, day, and night. Goodbye.